Christine's New Twist, narrated by Julie Abel, narrated for Cupido in collaboration with Saga. Christine's New Twist by Dave W. The afternoon was getting quite late, and the neighboring offices were empty and silent. For once, I had plenty of time. My wife was away on business and wouldn't be back until late the next evening. Now I had an hour to spare before meeting some friends in a pub, just downtown. Christine had nothing against me occasionally meeting friends in town, particularly when she wasn't home herself. But as usual, when she was away on business, she'd left a pretty substantial list of various little jobs around the house she wanted to have done by the time she got back. And she expected me to make such use of my time that everything would be done to her satisfaction. So I guess going out for the third night in a row was pushing it a little. But I thought I would be able to get through Christine's list the following day. It was, however, one of my bad habits, always to underestimate how long time things take. It wasn't that I wasn't used to doing household chores. Christine had decided long ago that it was her privilege to determine what my reasonable shares of the housework was. And she made sure my duties were carried out correctly and obediently, but subjecting me to the well-proven methods of old-fashioned upbringing whenever she thought it necessary. What had once begun as a no-nonsense sex game, which Christine had gone along with to satisfy my most powerful erotic fantasies, had actually taken a serious turn when she one day declared that she didn't want to play any more. If I still wanted my old-fashioned upbringing, I would have to play for real. And there she caught me, in my own desire. I could do nothing but accept her conditions. It didn't take long before I learned to fear the effects on my poor naked bottom of her firm hand, her wooden hairbrush, and the slender cane she took care to purchase. And owing to the disciplinary effects of such an upbringing, the days of a good spanking automatically leading to sex had also come to an end. The erotic effect this had on me was the same as before, but now Christine was in control of this too. And even though she could confirm with satisfaction that the method brought results, disciplinary sessions over her knee were still a relatively frequent occurrence. As Christine used to say, some men simply can't remember how to behave themselves without these regular reminders. But now she was away for a few days, and I was looking forward to a nice evening out as I calmly rounded off the day's work. Then the late afternoon's silence was suddenly interrupted by the telephone. I almost jumped, hoping it wasn't Christine. She would be sure to ask uncomfortable questions about the current status of the job list and my plans for the evening. While I let the telephone ring a few times, I wondered frantically how I could reply as reliable as possible. But it wasn't Christine. "Hi, Thomas. It's Guri." This was a surprise. But the voice of Christine's closest friend didn't make me feel any better. Quite the contrary. There was a particular reason for this. The day when Christine had...